This is Terry Mandel, DO Dictating Attorney, letter to Bill Byers, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Byers, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Carol Anderson, please note the following medical letter, period. Carol is C-A-R-R-O-L-L, Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N. On May 21st, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is an 85-year-old male, height 6'3" tall, weight 180 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about March 26, 2023, period. The patient was a pedestrian at Walmart pushing The patient was a pedestrian at Walmart walking towards the store, and he was struck by a vehicle and knocked to the ground, period. There was a brief time frame of unconsciousness, period. He had immediate pain in his head, comma, bilateral wrist pain and bleeding, comma, right knee pain, comma, right foot pain, comma, left leg pain, period. The patient hit his head, period. Despite adequate treatment present day, he is still having pain in his left leg from the knee down approximately 6 inches, period. He is having right hand and wrist pain, period. He is having right foot pain by his big toe area with diminished sensation, period. He is having poor memory and problems focusing, period. He states his gait is unsteady, period. He also relates that the tire ran over his right foot, period. New paragraph. His left knee pain occurs from the knee midway down to the left ankle, period. He has balance issues with an unsteady and unstable gait, period. His pain is worse when he walks, period. Duration is approximately 8 hours per day, period. The intensity of pain ranges from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 5 out of 10, period. The pain is described as dull, period. It radiates halfway down the leg, period. His weak and unsteady gait caused him to fall, period. His knee buckles at times, and he falls approximately once a month, period. New paragraph. His right wrist pain does occur with diminished range of motion, period. He has diminished grip strength, period. It is an intermittent pain that lasts approximately 3 hours per day, period. It is a stabbing-type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The right foot pain is worse in the big toe, period. It occurs with numbness, period. It is a constant dull type pain, period. The pain intensity is both 4 on a good day and 4 on a bad day out of 10, period. The pain is confined to the big toe and radiates very little, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day he was seen in the emergency room at St. Francis Hospital. He was treated and released, period. They did sew up the laceration of his eyebrow, period. He had diagnostic studies with x-rays and CAT scans, period. He followed up with his family doctor at St. Francis Family Medicine, period. The sutures were removed, and he was seen several times for a follow-up, period. He was referred to physical therapy for his leg at St. Francis, period. New paragraph, activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with yard work, such as cutting his grass, comma, housework, comma, lifting over 40 pounds, comma, walking over 5 feet, comma, and he is unable to run at the present time, period. New paragraph, medications include lisinopril, Synthroid, Transine, and over-the-counter pain medicine, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for hypothyroidism, comma, hypertension, comma, anxiety, comma, and melanoma, onset 1980, period. New paragraph, past surgical history is positive for vasectomy, comma, cholecystectomy, comma, and melanoma removal, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter pain medicine, comma, stretching exercises, comma, as well as the use of a treadmill, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his left knee or leg in the past, period. The patient never injured his right wrist in the past, period. The patient never injured his right foot or big toe in the past, period. The patient has never been hit by a car in the past, period. The patient was never in any serious automobile accidents, only a minor automobile accident at age 30 with no injury, period. The patient was never involved in a work injury, period. The patient has not had prior traumatic events to his body, period. He was never diagnosed or treated for arthritis, period. New paragraph, patient's occupation is that of a retired machinist, period. New paragraph, after review of the medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. Records from the emergency room at Franciscan Hospital, March 26, 2023. States patient was hit by a car in the Walmart parking lot. Right hand pain, comma, right knee pain, period. States that the wheel ran over his foot, period. He presents with foot pain, period. Was in the parking lot of Walmart and a car ran over his right foot, period. He subsequently fell backwards and hit his head on the ground, period. Reports some right hand pain, comma, right knee pain, period. Patient did sustain a laceration over the right eyebrow, period. Abnormalities were noted on physical examination, including a 1 centimeter laceration to the right eyebrow, period. Tenderness to palpation over the right foot, abrasions of the right knee, period. Tenderness over the right first metacarpal phalangeal joint and over the anatomic snuff box, period. They did a CT of the cervical spine, which was negative for bony abnormalities, period. CT in the head and the brain was negative, period. X-ray of the right hand was negative for osseous abnormalities. X-rays of the right foot and right ankle, no osseous abnormalities, period. Right ankle X-ray, no osseous abnormalities, period. Clinical impression was 1, eyebrow laceration, 2, head trauma, 3, foot trauma, 4, hand trauma, period. And they did do a laceration repair with sutures, period. Medical records report, March 27, 2023, telephone Franciscan Physicians Network. Stitch removal on head was the reason for the call. Patient called to schedule appointment for stitch removal from head, period. Office visit, Franciscan Health, April 3rd, 2023. Patient struck by car in a Walmart parking lot about 10 days ago, period. Landed on his head and has 6 sutures about his right eyebrow, which looks well healed, period. His right foot was also run over, and he continues to have pain and swelling in that foot, though imaging done in the ER was reported negative, period. Visit diagnosis is hand trauma right, cellulitis at toe of the right foot, and eyebrow laceration right, period. They still on examination. State worried about infections, still redness and swelling, particularly in right great toe, period. Persistent pain in right wrist, period. Right great toe open wound, redness and swelling in foot, period. Assessment is an encounter for removal of sutures. Number two, hand trauma right. Three, generalized anxiety disorder. Four, cellulitis of toe of the right foot, period. We'll place on course of Keflex for cellulitis of the right foot, period. Office visit, Franciscan Network, April 17th, 2023. Presents today for knee pain, period. Right foot swelling continues to improve, but still a little sore across his toes, period. He noted during the accident he tweaked his left knee and it has continued to be painful and getting worse daily, period. Assessment is left knee pain, unspecified chronicity. We'll send for x-rays of the left knee. He had injury to that knee many years ago, period. X-rays of the left knee, three views, April 19th, 2023. Impressionist is osteoarthrosis, period. Office visit, Franciscan Network, June 8th, 2023. Continues to have issues with his knee related to the car hitting him in the Walmart parking lot, period. States he is frustrated he cannot recover and hit on all cylinders, period. Diagnosis is chronic pain of the left knee, period. Right eyebrow laceration now healed. Still some residual sensation change, period. Right wrist mostly improved, still a little painful, period. Right foot still reduced sensation in toes. Continues to cause pain for over 10, period. It cracks and pops, period. X-ray of April 23rd showing arthritic changes and small joint effusion, period. Assessment is chronic pain of the left knee, sending to physical therapy for left knee pain. Consider steroid injection, period. New paragraph. After reviewing the medical records and performing an IME, I, Dr. Mandel, have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the pedestrian versus auto accident of March 26, 2023 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, today's date, Dr. Mandel, the patient presented with an abnormal and unsteady gait, period. Examination of the skin revealed several scars related to this pedestrian-automobile accident, period. There's a small scar above the right lateral eyebrow for which he had sutures, period. There are multiple scars below the right knee that appear similar to a road rash, period. There is a minor scar above the right dorsal foot, period. These above scars are all from this accident, period. Unrelated scars are several small scars of the abdomen due to prior cholecystectomy, period. There is a mid-posterior thoracic scar from prior melanoma excision, period. ENT examination was otherwise negative, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Examination of the cervical area was unremarkable with normal thyroid, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Thoracic examination was unremarkable, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. Examination of the extremities revealed a normal left upper arm and hand, period. Examination of the right hand was abnormal, period. There was diminished grip strength in the right hand, and the patient is right hand dominant, period. Examination of the right wrist revealed diminished flexion, lacking 22 degrees of function, period. There was crepitance on range of motion of the right wrist, period. The right wrist was warm and tender, period. There was pain with range of motion of the right thumb, period. Examination of the right knee was normal. Examination of the left knee revealed 5% swelling, period. Flexion of the left knee was diminished by 14 degrees, period. There was crepitance on range of motion of the left knee, period. Examination of the left foot was unremarkable, period. Examination of the right foot revealed diminished range of motion of the right great toe with crepitance, period. There was tenderness on palpation at the junction of toes 1 and 2 in the metatarsal area, dorsal aspect, period. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. There was diminished sensation involving 85% of the entire aspects of all five toes on the right, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, head trauma, comma, laceration, comma, and scarring of the right eyebrow, period. Number two, left leg and knee trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and aggravation of prior left knee osteoarthritis, period. Number three, right wrist and hand trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain, period. Number four, right foot and right great toe trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and cellulitis of the right foot, period. The above four diagnoses were all caused by the pedestrian versus automobile accident of March 26, 2023, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'm rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guide to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, please note the following impairment ratings, period. In reference to the right wrist and hand, utilizing Table 15-3, the patient has a 3% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 2% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the right foot and great toe, utilizing Table 16-2, the patient qualifies for an additional 7% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 3% whole body impairment, period. When we combine these two whole body impairments, the patient has a 5% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the knee, I am not assigning an impairment rating at this time, as the patient does have pre-existing arthritis. However, it was severely aggravated by this accident, period. By permanent impairment, I mean that the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion of these involved areas for the remainder of his life, period. The patient will be more prone to more serious arthritis in these involved areas, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient was advised by his family doctor and referred to an orthopedic specialist, period. Cost of these exams would be approximately $1,000, period. Continuation of over-the-counter analgesics and anti-inflammatories would be $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. A knee brace will cost $250, need to be replaced every 2 years, period. Some injections in the left knee and right foot area would cost approximately $2,500, period. A TENS unit would cost $500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.